The greeting from China Church to Church in Jerusalem, Lucky Street Congregation. OK， 我叫黄磊，在武汉的一个家庭教会服事。
I'm Huang Lei. I'm working service in a Wuhan, a family church.
实际上中国有千千万的教会，每一天都在为以色列的犹太人，为在以色列的，尤其是耶路撒冷的教会来祷告。
Actually, there were thousands of churches in China, and we pray for the Jewish people here in Israel every day.
甚至我们24小时的为这个地方祷告，我们希望圣灵再一次的来兴起，在犹太人兴起，让更多的人来认识他。
Actually, even we pray for them 24 hours some days, and we hope that the Holy Spirit can touch this place and may the Jewish people return to our God.
在70年前就有一个著名的回归耶路撒冷运动，这是一个完全的中国开始的这样的一个宣教运动。
Actually, there was a campaign called Back to Jerusalem in China in the 1970s.
有将近100多位中国的宣教士，他们准备走到耶路撒冷来。
There were 100 missionaries who planned to walk to Jerusalem.
但是在49年，他们走到中国的新疆和到巴基斯坦的边境的时候，中国大陆的这个政权发生了改变，所以他们不能出来。
But in the 1949, which year that established the Republic of China, that because of the political restrictions, they just can't go further, which they stopped it at the border with Pakistan in the autonomous region called Xinjiang.
他们大部分人都留在了新疆，在那里建立教会，但是在后来的逼迫当中，有主要的领袖都死在了那个地方。
They stayed in Xinjiang and established churches there, but because of the persecution, most of the leaders of the church died there.
我在06年、07年拜访过这一些宣教士们，所以我心里有一个感动，有一天我们中国的宣教士要到耶路撒冷来。
I visited these missionaries in 2006 and 2007, and I was touched by them and think that we Chinese have our missionaries that have their concerns about Jerusalem, about Israel.
所以在2008年，我组织了一个车队，从中国的西安开到这个耶路撒冷的锡安山来，因为在这个中文里面这两个词是一样的发音。
So in 2008, I formed a car group that we will drive from 西安 to the Mount of Zion, because in Chinese the pronunciation of 西安 the City Xi'an and the Mount of Zion is the same. One is Xi'an, one is also Xi'an.
但是很遗憾，因为中国在那一年发生了很大的地震在四川，所以我留在那个地方，成为救灾的这个负责人，而其他的15位牧师他们开车来到这个地方。
But unfortunately, Severe earthquake took place in China that year, so Mr. Pastor Wang became the leader in charge of the helping those refugees in the earthquake area. So other 15 missionaries, they go on this trip to Jerusalem.
但是我一直都盼望来，我有很多次的机会，但神总是没有让我来。这一次我是来学习，但没想到给我这个机会在这里分享，我觉得是一个非常幸运的一个中国牧师。
I always wish that I can go to Jerusalem, but unfortunately, God just don't want me to. But this time, finally, I came here, and I feel honored to preach here.
我简单介绍一下我自己。我曾经是一个骨科医生，外科医生。
a brief introduction about myself. I am a surgery about the bones in hospital. Yeah, surgery doctor.
我做了二十年的这个外科医生。
I'm a doctor for almost 20 years.
在2002年的时候，我们全家准备移民到澳大利亚去。
In 2002, our family planned to emigrate to Australia.
但是就在那一年，有一个澳洲的姊妹到我们家来，向我们全家传福音。
But that year, a sister came from Australia to our home and bring the good news, the gospel to us.
她在我们家住了24个小时，但是跟我们讲了20个小时的福音。
She stayed in our house for almost 24 hours, and in which he spent 20 hours in preaching for us.
她回到澳洲以后，她继续给我们打电话，几乎两天给我们打一次。最短的是三个小时，最长的超过六个小时。
When she was back to Australia, she called us every 3 days, and the phone call lasted at least for 3 hours and at most for six hours.
这样我一个月以后我就信主了。
So after 1 month, I believed in God.
我信主以后做的第一个决定。就是这个移民去澳洲的事情。
The first thing after my conversion is my immigration to Australia.
因为我信主以后，我知道了，曾经在我们的城市，在我信主之前一年，就是2001年的时候，有一位美国佛罗里达区的宣教士被谋杀了。
Because what according to what I know that there's a missionary from Florida was murdered in my city.
Yeah. 这个事情对我有很大的震动。当我知道他为什么要放弃在美国很好的生活要到中国来的时候，他说是因为中国需要拯救。
I was shocked by this accident, and I remember I asked him why he came from America to China, and he said that he think that Chinese people need the salvation.
他家里是很富有的，但是他们兄弟一共弟兄姊妹三个，全部在亚洲宣教。他在中国住了13年。
His family is really rich, and his three brothers were all in the Asian part, Asian area to do the missionary works.
我当时就想，一个美国人，他为了拯救中国，要到中国来。那么我作为一个中国人，信主以后，就不应该离开中国，而应该在中国来传福音。
I was touched by his thought that an American working for the salvation of the Chinese. So I decided that as a Chinese, I shouldn't leave China for the salvation of our people.
这就是我信主以后做的第一个决定。因为后来我知道，真的是耶稣拣选我们的时候，是让我们做很多的决定。
So this is my first decision of cancellation and emigration to Australia.After I believed in Jesus.
因为在中国做一个医生，尤其是一个外科医生，是有很高的收入的。
Because in China, if you are a doctor, especially the surgery doctor, you have a lot of incomes.
但是大部分的收入，比如我来说是将近有70%-80%的收入是这个灰色的收入。
But for me, most of about 70% of the incomes is not informal, is not illegal.
比方说我们每开出的一个处方和做一个手术，我们要做这个关节置换的话，都是有很高的回扣的。
we get a very high illegal kickback from the surgeries we do and operations.
就是到今天依然如此，所以中国人看病啊，这个住医院的费用非常的高。
Until today, it is like this, so that the expenses Chinese people spend on the doctors is really high.
所以那个时候我们家的生活水平很高，我穿的都是名牌，口里带的口袋里面的钱那个钱包里面都是金卡。
So that time, my family is really rich because of this, and even my purse is full of the, you know, the golden card, the VIP card.
但是在我信主后几个月，突然有一天，有一位别的教会的弟兄来问我。
After several months after I believed in God, a brother ring from a church asked me.
他说你作为一个医生，听说是有很多的回扣，但是你作为一个基督徒，你不应该拿这个回扣。
He said that as a doctor, you have a lot of kickbacks from the operations, but as a Christian, you shouldn't do like that.
但是对我来说，我说你说的很容易，对我来说这就是我生活的这个全部，我怎么可能不拿这个钱呢？
I said to him that it is easy to talk like this, but this is all the incomings I can get.
但是他的话一直在我的脑海里面啊起了很大的作用。
But his words have a effect in my mind.
在几个月以后，我终于没有办法来面对。既是一个基督徒要遵循耶稣的话，又拿这个钱的这样的一个事实。
After several months, I gave up to face the dilemma that I'm a Christian and I have the kickbacks from the operations.
所以我就跟我的妻子讲，我说我们信耶稣是真的还是假的
？So I asked my wife, is our a are we a true Christian or not?
他说那当然是真的，我们信就要信真的。我说那如果是这样的话，那我从明天开始我就不拿这个钱。
She said, "Of course we're Christians." So I answered that from today I can't take the kickbacks from the operations.
所以从那以后我没有拿这个钱，但是我心里也有一些不舒服，因为那个医药公司他已经把这个钱给出来了，所以我觉得我可以用这个钱做别的事情。
But still, I feel uncomfortable because since the company, the medical company gave us the kickback. I think we can use this money to do something else.
我让他们存在一个卡里面，这样子我想以后如果教会里面或者是有些贫穷人需要的时候，我们可以把这个钱给他们。
I asked them to save the money in a special card, special bank account, so that I can use this money for the services in the church.
但是过了不久我又碰见那个弟兄，那个弟兄问我，他说你还有没有拿那个钱，我说没有拿，但是我现在把那个钱存起来，准备以后帮助贫穷的人。
And after several months, I met that brother ring again, and he asked me, "Did you still take the kickbacks?" And I answered, "I didn't. I saved them in a bank account so that I can serve the church."
他说，哦，这样子不好，这个也是神不喜悦的，神的家里不缺钱的。
He answered that it's still a bad thing because God do not need the illegal money.
后来我又想，那如果我不存这笔钱，我也不能这个让这些这个医药商好像白白的不给这个钱，所以我就让他们给我买圣经，因为我们传福音的时候需要送圣经给别人，我们需要大量的圣经，所以我就让他们给我买圣经。
So I came up with another new idea. Ask the medical company to buy Bibles for me because in our evangelical works we need a lot of Bibles.
结果过了不久，我又碰到了这位弟兄。这个弟兄说啊，那你现在也没有拿钱啊，也没有把这个钱存起来，是最好的。但是我告诉他说，我现在请他们帮我买圣经。他说哦，神的家里不缺圣经，你也不能这样子来做。
So after several months, I met this brother ring again, and he asked me, "Did you still save the money for the church?" I answered no, but I asked them to buy Bibles for me. buy Bibles for the church, and the brother said, no, the God doesn't need the illegal Bibles.
所以从那以后我就彻底的不拿这些钱，一直到我离开医院为止。
So after that, I made a decision that I won't take these illegal kickbacks anymore, and until my resignment from the hospital.
那么如果说我在医院里面作为医生是拿灰色收入，是受贿的这一方，那我太太所做的工作，她是一个做医药销售的工作，那么她就是行贿的那一方。
So, if my role in the hospital as a receiver of the kickbacks, my wife's job is the giver of the kickbacks because he works in a medical company.
所以我既然不能拿这个钱了以后，她也不应该拿，所以他从那个时候开始就持续了他做医药公司这个销售经理的这个职务，然后在家里没有任何的工作。
So since I gave up to receive the illegal kickbacks from the medical company, my wife should also resign from the company since she shouldn't gave the illegal kickbacks to other doctors.
那个时候我们家的收入，两个人的收入加起来一共减少了将近90%。
At that time, our income of my family decreased to almost 90% of the original.
我从此不再穿名牌，口袋里的金卡也都拿出去了。
From that time, I don't have the money in the luxurious clothes, and my purse was empty of the VIP cards.
那么我在这个有一次，在我这样做了以后，大概一年以后。中国政府开始反对行业的腐败，然后就开始在医疗行业和这个教育行业里面抓一些腐败的现象。
After what I did such things, the Chinese government made a decision to fight against the corruption in the medical industries.
那么就在我的那个城市里面，就抓了一个医院，这个医院就是我的医院。那么这个医院呢，挑了一个科室，就是我的科室。这个医院里面挑的这个科室里面，就把我在那个科室里面的一个主任抓去，判了2年的刑，坐监狱。
They picked up my hospital as an example of this fighting, and they pick up my department.The Department for Bones as the example, and also they sentenced my department manager for almost 2 years because of the corruption.
所以那个时候大家就觉得，哇，他真的是在一年前他就知道会发生这样的事情，哇，他有这样的一个这样的一个先知。
So that time my colleague was amazing because.Was amazed by me because they think that I foresee the consequence of taking the kickbacks because I resigned almost 1 year before that.
所以有一天晚上，全科有30多个医生和护士，他们在一起，请我去吃饭。然后我去了以后，他们在那里，等我去，说了。这个主任和书记啊，他本身就是主任和书记，说了一句话，他说：“我们今天请你来，就是想听听你的信仰。”
So after this, the colleagues and the manager invited me for a dinner, and they said they want to hear about my belief.
这是给我一个很好的向他们传福音的机会，所以在那里一餐饭当中，我一口都没有吃，但是跟他们讲了2个小时的福音。
So this is a good opportunity for me to preach for them, to bring the gospel for them. So I spent almost 2 hours without any food to preach for them.
在2008年的时候，中国的四川发生了一个很大的地震，将近有10万人死亡。
As I mentioned, in 2008, a big earthquake, severe earthquake happened in the Sichuan province and almost killed about 100,000 people.
那个时候中国家庭教会第一次组织起来，建立了中国基督徒爱心行动，进到四川救灾。
So with the Chinese Christian formed a campaign called Going to the Earthquake Area to help those people suffered from the earthquake.
这对中国教会来说是第一次一个大型的社会活动。当时进入四川的有106万人，其中60%都是基督徒。
So that time it's a great improvement for the Chinese Christians because this is actually our first social campaign to help those in need. And almost
106万.
A million and 60,000 people poured into the earthquake area and 60% of them are Christians.
在那里我们是第一次打出了中国基督教这个爱心行动的名义。要知道以前中国的教会全部是地下的，是不准我们家庭教会有这样的行动的。
So it is the first time that we act in the name of the Jesus, because before that we can't even announce this because we'reYou were doing the thing secretly because of the political restrictions.
在那个地方我们救灾看见了很多有需要帮助的人。
When we were in the earthquake area, we saw a lot of people in need.
这也是我第一次参加社会关怀的行动。
This is my first time to join a social event to help others.
有一天我看见有一个白头发的一个老年的妇女。
One day I saw an old woman.
她不停地哭，然后告诉我说没有希望了，没有希望了。
He just can't stop crying because she felt the life is hopeless.
因为在地震的时候，她的一共的3个孙子全部都死亡了。
Because during the earthquake, all her 3 grandsons were dead.
因为在这个村里面，有一个巨大的山体的滑坡，正好把这个村的学校，一个小学校，全部都埋了。所以这个村里面几乎没有孩子了。
So in the earthquake, the mud and the floods from the slope of the mountain covered a school in this village, and all the students in this school were dead.
所以看起来很惨。他不停地哭的时候，那么我心里就有一个感动，说如果神也要呼召我到这里来的话，我是愿意。
So in that time, I have a feeling that if the God call me to this place, I will.
因为他们不仅是需要这个关心和帮助。也需要陪伴，因为他们那个时候有很大的恐惧、孤独和内疚的感觉。
Because they need not only the concerns but also the companion.
在我向神祷告的时候，我觉得神是要我留在那里。于是我回到了武汉，回到了医院以后，我就写了辞职的申请啊，我写了3遍的辞职申请，然后就来到四川，在那里待了3年。
So after this, I think that God made me to go to this earthquake area, and after this, I wrote the resign letter to my hospital.
在四川3年，我真的是知道，我们传福音也要为这些在贫困和灾难当中的人，来帮助他们。做很多关心他们的事情，这是基督要我们所做的事情。
I stayed in Sichuan province for almost 3 years, and during this time, I feel that as a Christian, we also should help those in need, and this is according to what taught by Jesus.
其实，这些选择在像这样的选择，在我信主以后有很多。
So this great choices that I made, these decisions that I made happened a lot after I believed in Jesus.
其实，在整本圣经里面，神都是在给我们一种选择。
Actually, in the whole Bible, God gave us a lot of choices.
在路加福音的14:26-33，耶稣这样说。
In Luke chapter 16, verse 26 to
33，
33，
说这个你们如果跟随我不，这个，你们爱我，若不胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹，乃至自己的性命，就不配做我的门徒。
And sorry, wait a minute. Let me find.
26节，14:26。对，连着我到我这里来。
So in the Luke chapter 14 verse 26 said Jesus, whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself cannot be my disciple.
若不背起自己的十字架来跟随我的，也不能做我的门徒。
Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
最后一句33节说，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的跟随我，就不配做我的门徒。
So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions.
这是耶稣向他的门徒所发出的一个呼召。如果我们的选择不是按照神的心意来选择的话，我们就没有人能够可能成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So this is a call from the Jesus Christ that if we don't follow his call, we can't be his disciples.
因为对耶稣基督的命令不是我们知道了，不是我们晓得了，不是我们会讲了，而是我们是否能够活出来。
Because as for the call from the Jesus Christ, it is not only what we know his cause, what we acknowledge his cause, but we should follow the call.
正如在《生命记》6:4-5里面所说的那样
，As what said written in the Deuteronomy chapter 6,
4-5，
verse 4-5，
在这里说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华神是我们独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
Hear, said the Lord, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
这里所说的以色列啊，你要听，就像我们在中国人对孩子说的，孩子你要听话。这里所说的你要听，不是你要听见我说什么，你是否能够听见，而是说你要遵循我所说的话。
The listen here, the writer use is not only listen to or hear, but also you should follow the Lord.
同样在这里所说的，你要尽心、尽心、尽力爱主你的神，不是说你要爱神，而是你是否尽了你的心、尽了你的性、尽了你的意爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. It's not only love, but also follow the Lord with all your heart, all your soul and all your might.
中国教会在过去的几十年里面经历了神奇妙的带领。
The Chinese churches experienced the great guide from God in the recent years.
在1949年，政府改变的时候，中国只有36万的基督徒。
In 1949, after the establishment of the Republic of China, there's only 360,000 Christians.
1955年的时候，政府把所有的宣教士都赶出了中国，而且把所有的圣经都收了，把所有的教会都关闭了，把所有的牧师都不愿意跟政府合作的牧师全部都抓进了监狱。
In 1955, Chinese government forced all the missionaries in China out of China and also shut down all the churches and even imprisoned some of the church leaders if they do not want corporations with the government.
所以当有西方的记者来问毛泽东的妻子说中国还有没有基督徒的时候，他说中国有，在博物馆里面。
So when a Western journalist asked Chairman Mao, Mao Zedong, is there a,
他的太太、
ask the wife of Chairman Mao, is there still any Christians in China? And she answered, yes, they are in the museum.
但是就在那个年代，没有宣教士，没有圣经，没有牧师的年代，中国教会一直在发展。
But even in those dark ages, without the Bibles, without churches, even without some church leaders, the Chinese churches is still under the improvement.
到1976年的时候，中国的教会到了83万人。
Until 1979, the Christian in China is about 860,000.
在89年天安门事件以后，中国的教会大量的翻番，而且成立了城市的家庭教会。
And after the accident of the 1989 in Tiananmen Square, the amount of the Chinese Christian doubled, and it is the first time that the city Family Church
appeared in China. Urban House
Church. Yeah, Urban House Church.
Urban House Church. 那么我们的教会就是这样的一个教会。在我信主以后，一个多月，不到两个月，甚至我连圣经的创世纪还没读完的时候，我就上台跟大家分享了，开始。
So my church is among these kind of churches, and after my conversion, after one month after my conversion,I even go to the place to preach for to share my experience with all the believers in my church.
那个时候没有牧师帮忙，也没有任何的查经资料，我每一天就是靠着祷告来明白神在圣经里面要对我们所说的话语。
That time, because of the lack of the references and the church leaders, we only know the God decisions by prayer.
但是三个月以后，我们从五六个人开始就到了100多人。
But after 3 months, the number of the Christians in our house church increased from 3 people to hundreds of people.
中国教会就是这样发展起来的。
In such a way,The Chinese churches developed.
现在中国教会真的是每一就是说每一天在中国都有超过10,000人信主接受耶稣。
According to some statistics, every day there are 10,000 people made their conversion to Jesus Christ.
而且在就像我们的教会，每一周至少都有10到15个人来信主。
In my house church, every week there are 14 or 15 people made their conversion to Jesus Christ.
这个，但是中国教会有很多的需要，有人形容中国教会是像一条河，有一里宽的这个河面，但是只有一寸深的这个水。
But still, We are in need of a lot of things because some other people compare the Chinese churches to a river which it is very wide, but the depth of it is very shallow.
我们希望中国教会越来越有很好的装备，越来越成长，越来越成熟，能够对世界的福音有一个很大的参与和祝福。
We hope that our Chinese church can have a great improvement and also we can take part in the global missionaries and global evangelical works.
中国教会的领袖在一起商量，我们有一个目标，就是在2030年我们要派20000宣教士到中国以外的地方。
Among our Chinese churches leaders, we have a decision that we will send out 20,000 missionaries to the whole world until 2020.
希望大家为中国的教会祷告，让中国的教会也有机会派出最优秀的宣教士到犹太人当中去传福音。
I hope that you can pray for our Chinese churches and that we can send out the missionaries to the all the world.
我们也非常的欢迎你们在座的在耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹能够到中国去看看中国的教会。
And we also welcome all the brothers and sisters to come to China and visit our churches.
谢谢大家，我们一起祷告。
Thanks a lot. Let's pray.
天父，我们真的是在主里面来知道你的旨意是永远不改变的。
Dear Father, we know that your decision is unchangeable.
你曾经如何在犹太人中兴起来信靠你的人，你今天也要同样在那些没有认识你的人当中来吸引人心归向你。
How did you convert those people into Jesus Christ, and you will convert ourselves to you as well?
愿世界上的这个基督徒都按照你旨意而行，带领人来到你面前，把福音传到地极。
May all the people follow your cause and bring people to at the presence of you.
你使用在耶路撒冷的教会，让他们在这里为你做美好的见证。
Please use the Church of Jerusalem as a vessel to give testimonies to all the people.
你祝福你自己在这里的教会。
Please bless your church here in Jerusalem.
我这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Praise in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. We don't have.